Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive his peace as we meditate and abide in Christ. Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Tyler. Do you ever feel inadequate in one of your many callings, perhaps as a husband or wife, mother or father, son or daughter? As a friend, does it sometimes feel like you don't measure up to the expectations you have set for yourself? Take a deep breath in and exhale slowly as we read today's verse, Proverbs 31:17. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. What does this verse bring up for you? It's important to realize that Proverbs 31 is meant to encourage and celebrate women of God. The larger-than-life woman described in this passage isn't intended to describe one woman and forever leave all other women feeling inadequate, but instead be a celebration of all the qualities seen in strong women of God. What kind of qualities do you see in yourself? As you consider the desires God has for you, whether you're male or female, how does it feel to you that God wants you to be praised for your courage and strength? We are all made in the image of God. He created us, male and female, and He has a plan for each of us. As we go deeper today in God's Word, let His love for you give you peace that what tasks He assigned to you, He will enable you to complete. Lord Jesus, thank you for reminding me today that it's not a virtue to be so hard on myself all the time. Help me to treat myself and those around me with the dignity and compassion they deserve as your dearly beloved children. And help make me strong to do your work well. Strengthen my arms in my back with your powerful spirit. Strengthen my mind so I think clearly. Strengthen my heart to love and be kind, even when it's hard. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's take a moment to settle our hearts in the reality of God's love and delight in us. Begin with some deep and cleansing breaths. As you exhale slowly, let go of any ways you're prone to treat yourself and others badly. A as you inhale deeply through your nose. Allow yourself to feel God's joy and delight filling you with each breath. Just rest. Be still in God's presence. Knowing that He is going to show you something new today. Take a few moments right now to surrender to God any of the reasons you're prone to stop treating yourself with compassion and love. If there is anything you need to confess to God, any thoughts, attitudes, or actions that you know don't line up with His best for your life, confess it now and ask for forgiveness. Then, thank Him for His cleansing grace and His love and power in your life. Take a moment to settle in more deeply into the presence of God. The one who loved this world into being, who sent His Son to redeem it, and whose Spirit is filling and transforming all things. Breathe in deeply, finding rest in the Spirit's loving and powerful presence, carrying both you and our world. Open your heart as we read Proverbs 31:17 from the English Standard Version. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. How does this verse move and inspire you this morning? Listen closely as I read once more. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. Take a few moments to meditate and pray over how the Spirit is moving in your heart. What do you think it means to dress yourself with strength? Let's listen to Proverbs 31:17 from the New Living Translation. She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. Today's verse is part of a poem celebrating the valiant woman. Since it's structured around the Hebrew alphabet, each verse beginning with the next letter in the alphabet. It's not intended to describe a singular woman, but be a collection of qualities to celebrate in godly women. With that in mind, listen to verse 30 in the NLT. Charm is deceptive, and beauty doesn't last. But a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Take a moment to reflect and meditate on how strong women of God have impacted you. The valiant woman of Proverbs 31 can also be seen as the human version of Lady Wisdom, a central figure in the book of Proverbs. Take a moment to reflect on how reverently seeking God allows us to reflect His wisdom. Now, let's listen to a different but related passage, 2 Timothy 2:5, in the English Standard Version. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, dwells in you as well. Take some time to meditate on how God can work a legacy of faith down through different generations. Are there any wise mentors in your life you can turn to? Take a moment to prayerfully reflect on who might be a source of wisdom and strength in your faith journey. Take a moment to thank God for maternal figures in your life, that you found your faith strengthened and supported by. If you didn't have a mother whose love pointed you to Christ, lift up the hurt of this to God. Feel the Spirit embracing you with the loving arms you truly needed as a child. Psychologists sometimes point out that family dysfunction tends to be passed down the generations, unless someone breaks the cycle. What good qualities have been passed down through your biological family? What harmful ones prayerfully meditate on how God can teach you a new way of life. Are there any younger believers in your life who may need a mentor? Someone to help them along in their journey? Ask God to bring a name to you as you meditate quietly for the next several moments. Let's close our time together by lifting our hearts to God one more time. Loving Creator and Giver of life, I'm so grateful for the ways in which you work a legacy of faith through women and men who seek you. Help me to find others to turn to for guidance in this journey. And help me see and celebrate the legacy you're writing through my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.